It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, where we bring in the voice of the Carolina Panthers, Mick Mixon. Mick, in your estimation, what is the biggest difference in this Carolina Panthers team that won the NFC South a year ago that has struggled through the first half of the 2014 season?
Chris, I'd say the Panthers are just not getting the pass rush that Carolina was accustomed to a year ago. We naturally missed Greg Hardy, 15 sacks from a year ago. Frank Alexander, another end. The Panther defensive intensity has ratcheted up the last couple of weeks, but you know, I think last year's defense didn't just pressure the pocket, they collapsed it and made opposing quarterbacks have to at least keep half an eye on the defense and one eye on their own receiver. So that's been the biggest difference. We got some new faces in the back half, but I think that component of the defense is on the come. If only that front four can do a better job getting to the quarterback, it'll give the Panthers some hope moving forward.
Even though there's been changes up front and in the back end of that defense, Luke Kuechly is still the glue in the middle of the defense. How good has he been after a tremendous 2013 season?
Oh, it's fantastic, Chris. He and Thomas Davis both. I mean, two of the best. Luke Kuechly is one of the best zone drop pass coverage linebackers in football. Thomas Davis has not just made medical history but football history, and coming back from three major knee operations to play at an extremely high level the last couple of years. These guys fly around. They've got a real appetite for the physical side, and they're smart football players and good locker room forces as well.
Now, Ron Rivera, the head coach, Sean McDermott, they have some roots here in Philadelphia, and they came from the Jim Johnson School of Defense, where they know to blitz, blitz, and blitz a little bit more. Do you expect them to ramp up the pressure going against Mark Sanchez, who's making his first start in two seasons?
Yeah, I would think so, but I think you got to be careful because Philadelphia's that fast twitch offense gets on you so quickly, and it seems designed to counterpunch and to hit you in areas that have been vacated by an additional pass rusher. But we love Sean McDermott in the Carolinas. I mean, he's come in and impressed a lot of people. He looks, even though the Panther defense has struggled some this year, as we've talked about, Chris, he looks like a head coach in waiting, and so I think he'll have hopefully some exotic things dialed up for Mark Sanchez and that offense.
We're talking to Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, as we go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's look at that Panthers offense. Cam Newton, now right now he's on pace for the fewest rushing yards in his career, but Mick, in my estimation, he looks like he's been getting healthier the last couple of weeks, looking a lot more comfortable on that ankle, which he had surgery on in the offseason.
I agree with you, Chris, and you know, Trent Dilfer and other national guys have counseled us when quarterbacks mature and when they get better, they tend to run less. So I think the Panthers really don't want Cam to be rushing for 750 yards in a season, but they do want him to be able to escape and prolong the play and make some yards in the quarterback, sort of that cue dart, the quarterback draw, that sprint right option pass that Cam Newton is so good at, and then also some of the ride and read. So it does seem like he trusts the ankle more. The ribs have calmed down, and we've seen a little bit of that Houdini-like magic the last few weeks from Cam Newton. Unfortunately, though, he's had to do that because the integrity of the Panther pocket has not been preserved.
Now, at the same time, Mickey mentioned that, but there's three key members of the offensive line who could be back for this Monday night matchup. If they are all able to return and fortify that line, how much easier will that make it, not only for Newton, but for D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart in the run game?
Oh, I think it would, at least by any measured analysis, it would at least give the Panthers some hope for this game. I mean, especially the guards, Trey Turner and Mene Sulitolu both being out. I mean, that's really handicapped Ryan Khalil, Nate Chandler. And then hopefully the Panthers will get Byron Bell back as well. So I think you're right in the honey hole of this thing. If the Panther O-line can get a little healthier, this will be 11 days between games for the Panthers, almost like a little mini bye week, and it's been very necessary.
How impressed have you been by the rookie Kelvin Benjamin, 6'5", a vertical threat, can win at the point of attack, so dangerous, and seems to be the go-to guy already for Cam Newton?
Well, he's got that catch radius that you like, and then Cam Newton's default bad throw tends to be wild high. He's thrown a couple this last game or two. They were even too tall for Kelvin Benjamin, but Benjamin is very gifted, and he uses his body well. He knows how to wall defenders off, very good in the red zone, and he seems to have a good short memory, Chris. He'll follow, if he does plumber one, he'll follow that with a spectacular catch.
Mick, last question here. How do you see the Panthers rebounding a tough division loss, Thursday Night Football a week ago. They had some opportunities early in the game. How do you see them bouncing back, coming off, like you said, this mini bye, going in prime time against a 6-2 Eagles team?
Well, it's a desperate situation, even at 3-5-1 for the Panthers, Chris. I think you'll see Carolina play hard and play well. Whether it'll be enough, of course, we'll have to wait and see. But the Panthers have to have this game. I mean, it's not. We're looking at a three-game November with a bye week. We've not had a bye week yet. And I think this month is going to determine how meaningful December may or may not be for the Carolina Panthers.
Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Mick, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.